We have concepts, and we try to build our life around them. Concepts like happiness, wealth, intelligence. No wonder we live our life in fear. These are all temporary, and from these concepts, fear is born. We're afraid of losing our job, our money, our boyfriend or girlfriend, our status, our life. Is there anything that's not temporary? If you have one moment of taste, you can't call that temporary, because you are connected to the timeless unity of all that exists. Everything temporary is an event of life and belongs to the manifested universe. Your wallet becomes empty. Your car breaks down. Your body gets sick. All are events. But reality belongs to the realizable universe. It is eternal, not temporary. The manifested universe is observable. The mind classifies, categorizes, and compares everything in it. Something is long, something else is short. It sees things in opposition as opposites. Seeing things in separation and as opposites leads to animosity and violence. If you are separate from me, I am afraid of you. There's another way of looking at things instead of settling for the concept of opposites. You can introduce scale. If you think of yourself as intelligent, look and see how much intelligence is there and how much ignorance. You will see it's never all one way. There is always some degree of each. We go through life wearing psychological shoes, made from all our crystallized thoughts and feelings, and all the information we believe in and think we understand. Because of this, our mind has constant commentary about everything we see. Our thoughts and feelings are automatic reactions to whatever our senses perceive. Comparison and commentary keep us from receiving life. Taking off your psychological shoes means leaving your ideas and what you think you know behind, so you may actually see or hear something for the first time. If you take your psychological shoes off, the whole of life becomes meaningful, and you may even see unity in diversity, and see that unity is the underlying principle of existence. Now, with this background as a foundation, we can look at happiness and suffering to see what they really mean. First of all, remember that pain and suffering are two different things. You may have pain, but not suffer. Events can cause pain, but it's the interpretation of the events that causes suffering. Say someone breaks a window of your car. You immediately interpret this event. Why did that have to happen to me? Why did I park there? What am I going to do now? I'm already short of money. All of these are interpretations of one simple event. The window broke. If you could take in that event without interpretation, all the energy you would have wasted in anger and feeling sorry for yourself and self-criticism would be available for you to use to deal with the situation. In nearly every situation, your interpreter is causing you suffering. Let's say someone called you stupid. The interpreter, because he is connected to the ego, stirs you up and makes you ready for an argument. Multiply that by 7 billion, and you can see why this planet is the way it is. In the absence of understanding, there is violence. Now let's look at it differently. Someone called you stupid. You could say to yourself, "That's interesting. I wonder why they said that." And you look at your behavior. You may see, "Wow, they were right." Then you see you should be grateful to that person for helping you to see what you did. Or you look and can't find a reason. You could say, "That person was misinformed." Or maybe they were in a bad mood or something. You see that they need support, and you wish them well. These are just ordinary examples. You can find hundreds for yourself, but they are not the main dish. The key is here. The real heart has an intimate connection to the source. The voice of the heart is our real conscience. Its emanation is love. These words are used everywhere, but they are not understood. When there is love, there is no fear. The heart, by nature, unifies. The mind diversifies. The heart knows. The mind tries to know. Heart, conscience, love, all belong to the realizable universe and can be realized. When you realize them, you understand. Real happiness is a result of love. Love is a sacred word which we've made sentimental. We say, "I love this. I don't love that." Real love, by its nature, unifies the one who loves, the one who is loved, and the process of loving. In the moment you taste, I exist, there is love. Love is a dimension of consciousness that can see things as they are. That's the real meaning of love. There is something very particular about the taste of I exist. You can't enter into it with your crystallizations. You have to take your shoes off. When you have it, you accept things as they are. You are connected to your true nature.